Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and all this hour, you are the reporters, you are the analysts, you are the experts, you are the guests, and it's Marriage Week on the Brian Lehrer Show, and we're going to do a Marriage Week flipside call-in now, a single-parent support group on the air. We mentioned last hour that we would be doing this, so if you are a single parent, either divorced or never married, call in and join in, 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692. Widows are welcome too, but this is mainly for the folks in the big social trends in our society these days. As we were hearing from our guest from the Pew Research Center last hour, the ever-increasing number of divorced or never married parents in America. And what we would like to invite you to do is give one piece of advice to other single parents listening right now or to other potential single parents out there. And we will let you ask another single parent who will also be on the line for any piece of advice that you might need at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. You don't have to ask for advice, but you do need to offer one piece of advice for any single parent or potential single parent listening right now about raising a child on your own. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And if you want to talk a little politics, you can as well, or social analysis, if you want to answer the social and political question that underlies your personal experience. How much can we detach parenthood from marriage as a society and have it be okay? Have it be okay for the grown-ups? Have it be okay for the kids? Society is obviously moving in that direction. A lot of married people have opinions about that. We want to give you single parents the chance to give your opinions on the air. How much can we detach parenthood from marriage as a society and have it be okay? 212-433-WNYC. And any piece of advice that you want to give to other single parents or ask of the other single parents who will be on here as we have the first ever Brian Lehrer Show on the air, single parent support group. And we will put those calls on the air right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now our on-air single-parent support group. You're invited to give a single piece of advice to other single parents listening right now or those you'll be talking to when we put a few of you on the air. And you can ask for advice, too, if you want. But this is mainly to share what you know and what you've learned if you're a single parent, either divorced or never married. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Let's start with a couple of people. Catherine in Melbourne, Florida. Catherine, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. And let's take Melanie in Manhattan. Melanie, you there?
Yes, I am.
And we'll add Destino in Glen Cove. Destino, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, so let me just get from you each basically your situations. Melanie, you're a single parent currently?
Yes, 49 years old, never married. I have an almost six-year-old.
And Catherine?
I am the mother of two college-age kids, raised single parent by choice, which was a trend in the 1990s. I adopted my children when they were 14 months and 5 months old, and they're now college age and over.
And Destino, how about you?
Me, single parent, divorced, and son is 8 years old, and that's it.
Okay. So since Catherine is the most experienced single parent in the group, Catherine, you want to start with a piece of advice for the general single parent universe?
Yes. If I had one single piece of advice for raising single children as a single parent is to find a friend who can take the children from you and help with caring for them for a short-term period of time, no questions asked, so that you can get a mental health break from the stresses of being a single parent. I should tell you that this is the best thing I ever did, and I did have such a friend, but I feel that there were lots of times where I wanted to put myself in time out, and I had a friend who could take the kids for a short period of time while I just gathered myself together.
Melanie, you're chuckling. Is this resonating with you?
Yeah, I'm taking that advice. I need that break every now and then, so a friend I can count on is a great idea.
Destino, you want to ask our experienced Catherine here any piece of advice for yourself?
No. My situation is very good. Actually, we from time to time we have a boat and we sail the Caribbean, and I've just been moved back to New York in the last year.
Uh-huh. So do you want to give some advice?
Yeah, and that is, I don't think so much as for me, but looking at our children, tell them at least three times a day, that you love them. And just always remember that they're not the cause of the situation, you know, so because sometimes we're frustrated and stuff like that. You just always have to remember that, but, you know, they didn't ask for this situation. Just tell them you love them and you know, respect them and remember who they are.
So also a good piece of advice is have a boat and go around the Caribbean a few times a year.
and sail the Caribbean.
Do any of you want to reflect on, except Catherine, I guess, because you were never married, single parent by choice, on what you may have learned about marriage from being divorced as a parent? And I don't mean for you to, you know, to dump on your ex, but about the institution of marriage that other folks might learn from your experience. Melanie, anything like that?
I don't have any experience. I've never been married, so I don't feel qualified.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Destino?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, when it comes to guys, no guy should marry before he's 28. Before he's 28, it's all hormones, and that's where I think most of the marriages you know, for younger people, just fall apart. There's just so much stuff that's going on once you say I do. And that's basically it. You know, you need to grow up first and understand life before you should get married.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good one. Anything any of you want to say to each other?
Yeah, I want to throw in my piece of advice.
Go.
Yes, I think as a single parent, every single parent should get their tax forms together every year as soon as possible and apply for financial aid. Apply. There are kids that can go to schools that they never dreamed they could go to, and you can get help out there. And if you're responsive in the economy and can get your forms out there, you can get all kinds of opportunities that two-parent, double-income households can never get help with.
So
amen
let's,
to that. I do my taxes on January 1st.
Yep, I get mine done as early as possible every year.
Let's add to this group Kevin in Gramercy Park. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Bram.
And you have the experience of being raised by a single parent, I gather.
Yes. My mother was widowed when I was 11. I didn't have a father role in my life. And I'm not, I guess, that, you know, for couples, you know, same-sex couples or whatever, you know, that's not my, you know, not my point and or my place to judge or anything. But in my case, my mom was, you know, in a vulnerable position and going through the same grief that I was. And I guess we're kind of a specific case, but I think that I ended up having to grow up faster and be an adult, you know, because my mom was in a, you know, vulnerable place.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like I had that.
So is there any advice that you would give either for children old enough to hear the advice as children of single parents. And, of course, every one of these situations is different. If somebody is a single parent by choice or widowed or divorced. Any advice for kids in the position that you were in, or for that matter, for parents? From you, Kevin.
Well, I guess my main point of calling was that, you know, in my case, I felt like I needed to have somebody. I guess maybe you select somebody, that you... Are you saying at that age?
Well, whatever you think somebody might learn from, either...
I think maybe find somebody in your community that's a little bit older and a little more wise, and to kind of maybe take them on and have them mentor them, or just kind of help, you know, a separate role if you don't have, if you need another role fulfilled in your life.
Yeah. So, Catherine, for you as a single parent by choice, did you seek out males in particular, since Kevin talks about growing up without a father, to provide some kind of, you know, male adult role model in your kids' lives?
I absolutely did. I felt that that was very important because my father was extremely important in my life, and that kept me from adopting for a long time. My father provided a great role model for my kids and did a lot with my kids, and both my brothers also stood in, and I think created some pretty healthy kids. I do believe, in retrospect from your question on marriage, Melanie and I have done it on our own, and we were single mothers by choice, but that does not mean that we feel that single is better. I think that it's just different, and there are different issues, but also... the male role model for young women and for girls, and the female role model for boys is still very, very important. And providing that for your children is very important.
I agree with her.
Do you all think it's different with respect to how you raise your kids that you came to single parenting in different ways, you know, either through divorce or choice or lack of somebody around or whatever, whatever it might be? Destino, you have any thought on that?
Yeah, as far as, you know, having somebody else, number one, today, you have to be so darn careful, you know, who you introduce your children to, you know. But going back on that young gentleman's, input, the son, you know, my son and I, again, on sailing the Caribbean and stuff like that, you know, you end up, that child ends up having to fill some home needs. In other words, we cook. Whoever cooks, the other one has to wash dishes, you know, and stuff like that. And it has made him grow immensely. You know, he tests his spaghetti by throwing it on the wall, and once it sticks, he knows that it's good, you know. He's, you know, he makes everything. And I think it's got, down the road, it's going to make him a fantastic man and husband.
Destino,
I'm going to
bring on another caller here. So, Destino, thank you so much for participating in this.
Okay, thank you.
Also, bye-bye. Kevin, thank you for chiming in with your experience as a child of single parents. Melanie and Catherine are still with us, and we also bring on now Thomas and Patterson, single parent. Hi, Thomas.
How you doing?
And Dean in Fairfax, Virginia. Dean, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And Dean, I gather you're calling to ask for a piece of advice, right?
Yes. I also have one little piece of advice, but the advice that I was looking for from other folks. I'm freshly divorced, about a year now, I have a 6-year-old daughter, and the question that I had for whoever has experience in it is, at what time and how did you begin to introduce your child to your new partner? Because, you know, there's so much information everywhere on what is an appropriate time frame. And I've generally gathered about a year is what is appropriate, but, you know, there's no set number. So I just wanted to know what other folks had done.
Does anybody on with us have a new partner?
Offer him some advice.
That's Thomas and Patterson. Go ahead, Thomas.
Every child is different. You know, it's all depending on your child and how you know, where they're at in their head, how they accept things or the reality of stuff. You don't try to, don't try to hide it. Kids can accept many, many things that you know, that we think we should be sheltering them from. Because my original thing that I was calling for was to say, don't be a friend to your kid. Just be a parent. And
mm-hmm.
also to tell everyone, you know, that, you know, you can't just remember you were young once. You have to put yourself in their shoes. And, you know, you're able to accept many things as a child. They can accept this, too. They can accept a lot of stuff that we think that we should be sheltering them from.
Catherine and Melanie, you want to weigh in on that? Do you agree with that comment from Thomas?
I don't know if Catherine has found a partner or has dated. Have you, Catherine?
No, I haven't. In fact, it's freaked my children out. Anytime I brought it up, I was trying to do an online thing, and they said, "What?" They couldn't understand the idea. So that,
yeah.
You know, and I've never.
What did they think? It would come between you and them?
No, they couldn't articulate it, but they just thought it was a very freaky idea, and because they were pretty much younger than that. But I think that the caller is right, that every child is different. I think the best parenting method you can have is bringing your child in on the decision-making process and making it a pretty democratic family, and that's how I raised my kids, and it turned out pretty well.
And Melanie, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I listen to my child probably at a level that, I mean, I'm even surprised at. I'm able to notice her whims and her desires and her opinions, even when she doesn't even know she's expressing them. And one of the things I've noticed is that she can tend to, if she sees a male repeatedly, you know, she kind of gloms on and wants to be around that coach-like, teacher-like person. And since I noticed her affinity for that, I really have been, I've actually made a vow of, if you can believe it or not, celibacy, because for this period that she's this little, I don't want to confuse her about who's my partner and who's her teacher and who's her coach and who's her, you know, we've got a wonderful role model in our family of a male cousin who lives here in Brooklyn and who sees her regularly, and they're the ones that they play in rough house. He carries her on his shoulders. They go to the park. They do all those things together that I think a male role model should do. And I'm proud of him, and I love him for it. So I kind of keep it very close. I play it close to the vest. I don't really want her confused.
And we are going to leave it here. I'm sorry to say we are out of time for this. I want to thank all of you and the other callers who were on earlier for participating in this single parent support group of the air. I hope it's been great, you know, for all of you, and you've gotten something out of it. And I'm sure that a lot of the listeners who are single parents or may ever wind up as single parents have. We will definitely have to do this again. Thanks to all of you for taking part.